I'm joined with, joined by, ex-Master Chef The Professionals contestant Jamie Mountford and executive head chef of, I'm going to correct myself now, it's Bedford Lodge Hotel and Spa. So we've got Jamie Mountford and we've got Sean Melville. Good afternoon, chaps.
Hello.
Very nice to meet you. Yeah, very nice to meet you. And so they're here to tell us about a charity pop-up kitchen that they're setting up at the end of the month. So so I'll start with you then, Jamie, because this is really your baby, I guess.
Yeah, it's quite personal to me, the fact that the charity I'm supporting my father after his stroke, who suffered with some mental issues afterwards, and they gave us a lot of support during his final moments in life, really.
Yeah, because the charity itself, they say that they're a charity that helps people and families who are dealing with brain injury.
Yeah.
Now, I guess typically one's immediate thought would go to, well, brain injury is probably because you've incurred something from an accident, but your dad suffered as a result of a stroke. So do they deal with, you know, kinds?
Before Hedway came along, my dad had a stroke and he suffered really badly with adapting with life,
right.
From being one of the Jack the Lads and getting around all the time to actually realising his body can't do
what he wanted it to do.
Yeah. So Hedway came along and gave him a bit of a boost in life and made him happy again and developed things around what he could actually do.
So how do they do that then?
They have a day centre where the people go and do activities which they want to do. They take them out on day trips. They have a lot of support with support workers, and they actually support the people at home who have these injuries, really.
So. Yeah. And do they also offer support for the families as well?
Yes, they do.
Because it's quite a lot of, I guess it must be quite a pressure on the family with someone who's suffering.
Yeah, there was a lot of pressure. I mean, like with me and my career, I'm quite at work a lot, so I couldn't always be there. But my dad supported that, and he got a lot more help from Hedway with what he was going through.
So obviously it's a bittersweet reason why you're involved with them.
Yeah.
But I do want to sort of maybe not dwell on it so much, but MasterChef, you decided to put yourself forward and were kind of inspired by your dad.
He was always pushing me in my career. He was always pushing me to do better in life, and you know, I applied 1 year before he had passed away and didn't get through. And then when he did pass away, I thought, you know, instead of dwelling on the past and, you know, hating life, do something that will benefit myself and my career, really.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do it in memory of him.
Yeah, and did you enjoy it?
I loved it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great experience.
Yeah.
Wish I'd gone further, but
yeah.
Obviously it was a lot of pressure and panic.
Yeah. What was it like standing in front of Marcus Waring? And
Marcus, I'd met him before because I worked with him when I was 17 in London. So I already knew his presence.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit more pressure and so on, but yeah, right. it was really enjoyable. I met some fantastic chefs as well,
yeah.
Who stayed in touch with throughout, you know, since then, really.
Yeah, I mean, chefing is hard work, but you've got a real passion for it, and that's what it is. It's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a lot of passion and drive to actually get it done.
Yeah. So moving on from that, so your dad obviously inspired all of that, and do you think in lots of ways that your appearance on MasterChef has kind of helped launch you now in order to kind of get involved a bit more?
It's given me a lot of confidence to believe in myself and drive forward, and also with Bedford Lodge Hotel where I work, as they've given me a lot of support in my career, and they've helped drive me forward with chef demonstrations at food events like Discover Newmarket. I supported Jean-Christophe Navalli in a food event last year. So yeah, Bedford Lodge has really helped, and MasterChef has really just been the final touch, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's grown my confidence massively.
Okay, cool. So the pop-up kitchen, which is happening on the 29th of April, yes?
29th of April, yes.
Right, so tell us more about it then.
Well, basically it was an idea. Went to the local pub and they asked if I'd like to do an event, and I thought, you know, instead of pouring money in my back pocket, do something in memory of my father. And I've just brought loads of local suppliers, loads of local people together, and we're just doing a pop-up kitchen where I'm doing a five-course menu, choice menu, so people can choose what they want pre-ordered. Hopefully 45 people, overbooked with interest, underbooked with bookings, but there's still spaces, and yeah, it's going to be a fantastic gourmet night, really.
Right. And Sean, how are you involved?
Basically, Jamie's a key member of the team at Bedford Lodge, and we're trying to throw as much support as possible behind it. So on the day, I'm going to be his commie.
Half bit the team, of a change.
Half the team are going to be there, and we're going to get the prep done at the hotel to try and make it as much of a wow evening as possible.
And this is going to be course. It's going to be at the White Swan, isn't it?
It's going to be at the White Swan, yeah.
So how did that come about then, coming from Bedford over to the White Swan?
It's just a local pub that I use now and again.
Right.
And the owner isn't actually doing food at the moment. He does these event nights. And he asked if I'd be interested in doing it, so I thought I'd do it for charity, yes.
Cool. So you say you've got some spaces left. Tempt us with what you've got on the menu, then.
Well, we've got loads of things, really. So you've got soup and bread, so that's basically... It's my take on soup and bread, which is charred leek consomme with smoked haddock foam, fish cake, brioche burger, seaweed mayonnaise.
So it's like nothing you've ever seen before.
Not
then,
really, no. It's his take on soup and bread, but done in a
different
way.
It's not your packet mix with a bit of hot water, then, no.
No, I've never really
got
seen
one.
Got
a cup of soup, no. No.
And other things?
Other things, you know, you can have a steak, you know, medium rare with Café de Paris butter, or you can actually come and try the pork pie sauce, which is going out with the pork and the salt-baked pineapple.
And so prices? What
Food, £7 per head.
For,
£7?
37. I was going to say, £7? What? I'll be there in a shot. £37. So that's, I mean, that's reasonable. It's five courses, isn't
five
it?
Five courses. And
absolutely.
You can have the scallops on the menu, there's steak on the menu, and all the ingredients are being donated by local suppliers.
Which is superb. Do you want to give them a bit of a shout?
Yeah, so basically the sponsors that we have, we've got PJ Sands Butchers, Pilgrim's Food Service, Fisher & Woods, who's based in, is it Saffron Walden?
Yeah.
Stickleback Fish Company, and G's Fresh Company, which supply veg, which I actually do cooking demos for on an open farm Sunday, which they do every year. And then also the Blue Lion at Hardwick are helping me with equipment and crockery and so on. And same with the Old Red Lion at Horsey, if they're giving me raffle prizes and so on.
Yeah.
So actually, because I'm doing a raffle on the night, but anybody can buy a ticket, really.
Yeah.
So
lots of local help and support, which is absolutely fantastic. And obviously all raising awareness for Headway, which is, you know, I wasn't really sure what they were about, but it got me on their website to kind of have a look and see.
Yeah.
So it's raised my awareness, and hopefully it will raise more awareness of for other people as well. How can people apply to
get tickets? They can get directly in touch with me via Facebook, or they can get directly in touch with the White Swan at Quay, and then we can go from there, really.
Is it a website page?
There's a website page. It's called the swan.pub. So if you can go on there, you can actually book a table and so on online and pre-order online as well.
And raffle as well. You mentioned the raffle.
Yeah,
so
we've got a raffle, which is £1 per ticket. The prizes are a bottle of Newmarket gin, which was donated by Bedford Lodge. Afternoon tea for two, which was donated by Bedford Lodge. Goodie bags from G's Fresh. Sunday carvery for two at the Old Red Lion and Horseheath. Overnight room for two, Old Red Lion, Horseheath, and some ribeye steaks from PJ Sands. So there's plenty of raffle prizes.
Yeah, there really isn't there. And obviously, if anyone's listening, you can always offer some more local businesses. Get on board and offer some more raffle prizes for people to get involved with. This sounds absolutely amazing. How much are you hoping to raise?
I'm hoping to raise about £2,000, but hoping that there'll be more donations. So
On top of that, yeah. And moving forward as well, presumably, if this goes well, do you think that you'll make it kind of a regular occurrence?
Yeah, well, we're hoping, Bedford Lodge is hoping to do another charity event in the name of Bedford Lodge and the general manager, Noel. And we're hoping to auction one of us off, me and Sean, to go cook at people's houses for charity.
Really? Yeah. That's absolutely incredible.
We'll go with this one to begin with.
Yeah, see how it goes.
Possibly go bigger.
Yeah,
better, really.
Brilliant, so, fantastic. Yeah. And how do you know how Headway will actually utilise the money that you raise?
Just put it back within the charity and support these the brain injuries with a lot of support within their lives, really, because they go through a massive change in life.
Yeah, so do you think it will allow them to open up things like, you know, extra day centres or hire more people in maybe?
Just
hire more people,
a lot more support to people that need it.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's all about people and time, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? You don't appreciate how much those things can be affected. You know?
And it's the one-to-one contact you need.
Yeah.
And that's what helps people in their lives just to sort of make sense of it all and start to just move forward and make new ways in life.
Because presumably, Sean, you will have seen the effect that this has had actually on Jamie and the family.
I've seen it, that it's made Jamie a much more rounded and driven person.
Right.
A much more passionate person. Mm. because he's doing this morning, noon and night.
Yeah.
He's busy in the kitchen at work, and all day on his days off, we're getting information about this. He's driving it with suppliers. This has all been off his own back. It's been absolutely incredible to see. Yeah. And it just shows the passion that he's got, how personal it is, how he's got all of the local suppliers involved.
Mm.
You know, that's just been through people knowing Jamie.
Yeah.
And if that comes across as well on radio as it does in person, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
The more we can get for this charity and the more we can get for this dinner, the better.
Brilliant. So, Headway Charity, do you have the website for that, or is it just go on to a popular, well-known search engine and type in Headway? And actually, it's all across, it's not just locally, it's all across the nation.
Yeah, well,
isn't
I'm donating to Cambridge, yeah. Whereas my father was based in Stoke-on-Trent, right. So I kept it with Cambridge due to the fact of being local suppliers coming on board, so yeah. I wanted to keep it local.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yeah, I'm thanking Stoke Headway as well as the rest of National Headway, really.
Yeah, fantastic. This is all absolutely awesome, and I hope it goes absolutely fantastically well, and I hope that people listening, as I said, there are tickets still available, so go and check it out and get on board
it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, get on. £37 for a 5-course gourmet meal sounds absolutely incredible, yeah, it'll be great to hear how it actually goes, and perhaps you can come and tell us more once you've done it. Yeah.
Yeah,
brilliant. Thank you very much, gents, for joining me this afternoon.
Indeed.
Thank you.